Leader!
Order, order.
The Prime Minister, John Key, was again required to defend his Foreign Affairs Minister, Murray McKelly, against opposition allegations of bribery arising from payments to a Saudi businessman, raised in the fifth day of questions in the House, starting with this one from opposition leader Andrew Little.
When he said that part of the reason for paying $4 million of taxpayer money to a Saudi businessman was, quotes, wanting to resolve the issues that were holding back the Gulf States free trade agreement, end quotes, what were those issues, and why did he think paying Hamoud al-Ali al-Khalaf company $4 million would help resolve them?
Mr. Key said there were several issues involved.
These issues are issues that have actually been dealt with by successive governments. So I would take this opportunity to encourage the member to speak to Annette King and Phil Goff about the warnings they received when they were in government about these issues and the actions they were looking to take. He might be amazingly surprised to find the answers.
One issue was Labour's ban on live sheep exports to the Middle East, and Mr. Little was keen to seek confirmation that National had renewed that ban in 2010, eventually succeeding on his third attempt with this question.
Can he confirm that his government renewed the live sheep export ban that in 2010?
Speaker, right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes, this government did renew the ban put in place by Labor. And what I can also confirm is that the 2007 Labor government were A, aware of the problem, B, looking to take their own actions, and C, that leader of the opposition's been set up by Annette King and Phil Goff.
Labour's deputy leader, who had been calling Mr. Key a liar, complained to the Speaker, David Carter.
I take exception to the last part of that answer. On three occasions, he has claimed, I set somebody up. I object to that.
Order,
it's
order.
A lie.
On the basis that the member's taken offence, I'm going to ask the Prime Minister to stand and withdraw that part of the answer.
Speaker, I withdraw.
Ignoring Andrew Little's claim that Murray McKelly had been sent overseas for 3 weeks to avoid questions, Mr. Key mounted a staunch defence of his minister.
In light of all the irregularities around this payment of taxpayer money to a foreign sheep farmer obstructing a free trade agreement, and given the high trust required in the office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, how can he possibly justify retaining Murray McKelly in that role?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs is doing an outstanding job and he's done absolutely nothing wrong.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
Science and Innovation Minister Stephen Joyce was up before the Education and Science Committee to make the case for funding of his ministry and was forced to answer questions about the $43,000 price tag that came with the ministry's rebranding.
I am not happy about that. I've made it very clear. I think the expenditure was over the top. I made that clear as soon as I became aware of the issue. I've received an undertaking from the chief executive of MB that nothing like that will happen again.
Later in the day, Labour's Ruth Dyson used the general debate to mock Mr. Joyce's eye for detail in relation to the sign.
Meanwhile, we've got Stephen Joyce causing bother for the National Party. He said he didn't know much about the sign that cost, what, $43,000 for a sign saying MB, Moby. It seems like quite a lot of money to pay for a sign, it certainly is. But Stephen Joyce today in Question Time was exposed at not only knowing details about the sign, but having personally chosen the colour. This minister is right into the details of his portfolio.
A point conceded by Mr. Joyce back in the committee.
Ministers are discouraged from taking active operational involvement in their departments. And in previous years, I have been told that I get way too much into the detail.
Mr. Joyce insisted his government's spending wasn't as wasteful as the previous Labour government's.
Which whenever a ministry moved, went into a brand new building with expensive rents. These are all prior to 2008. Inland Revenue, Customs, GCSB, Defence, NZTA and MFE all went into new buildings under the previous government. This government has got people to go into refurbished buildings at much lower cost So yes, I'm slacked off about the sign, but overall I think we're doing a good job.
Science and Innovation Minister Stephen Joyce speaking to the Education and Science Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.